Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
What exactly is going on in the case against Rex Huerman in Suffolk County? There's been so many bizarre situations that have transpired over the last 10 years. If we're going all the way back to the former chief of police and all of the corruption that took place there and nothing really happening on the Delphi murder investigation. I'm sorry, the Lisk murder investigation for several years until we had Rodney Harrison stepping in as the Suffolk County Police Commissioner. But now we're about 2 years into his reign, and what we've seen thus far is a man who's been very dedicated, saying he wants to stay there. He wants to finish this out. He wants to find justice. But just this last week, he resigned. Found that a little bit bizarre and somewhat disturbing, considering how dark this case is and the accusations of involvement with some law enforcement. Jennifer Coffendaffer, what is your thoughts on this? Is this just Rodney Harrison saying, look, I'm out. I've had my time. It's all good. His statement was very nice. It didn't really have any substance as far as why he was leaving. But I do find it a little bit odd that suddenly he's out. What are your thoughts?
Well, Tony, if you go back to that press conference that he had with the attorney representing some of the possible Lisk
John
victims,
yep.
He at that conference, in my opinion, and I spoke about it, he seemed very aloof. Yeah, we'll look into it. Not his normal mm-hmm. self.
Yeah.
I remember thinking at the time, why is he so removed? He seemed removed in his comments. He didn't seem to have the passion. He didn't seem to have the, I don't know if I want to say he wasn't concerned, but he just wasn't all in, mm-hmm. I felt like. So when this came, although I was surprised, it answered a lot of those questions I had from that initial conference mm-hmm. as to why he was acting that way. And it seems to me he may have already been checking out. Now, why is he checking out? Tony, I can tell you, somebody who has a position like he has, there's really only one of two reasons, especially considering his age and everything. Mm-hmm. One is he has an incredible offer waiting in the wings that we're all going to hear about. And that's why he left. And typically when that's why you leave, you say that
yeah.
when you leave. Or B, unfortunately, I hope this isn't the case, that there has something has come up that is ugly.
Yeah.
That he has decided to step down to prevent either any embarrassment toward his department or to prevent them, you know, things going south for the cases that he's involved with. So I give great pause to this. I'm hopeful that maybe he's just going to talk about some incredible opportunity, mm-hmm. but I don't know, Tony. I'm smelling something a little sour.
That's an interesting take that you just made on it, that maybe there's something within the department that he, you know, for embarrassment. I didn't even go there. In my mind, I'm wondering if he got too close to something. Almost, you know, you're right. The way he was acting at that press conference with John Ray a couple weeks ago, he was kind of aloof, a little bit deer in the headlights, if you will. I'm wondering if he got too close to some sort of fire and maybe just said, this is beyond me. I mean, anything I'm going to do, no matter what I do, I'm in danger. I'm wondering if he's leaving for his own safety or the safety of his own family. I'm wondering if Rex Huerman is the tip of the iceberg on this, considering what we've learned about the sex parties. We've learned about some police involvement with the sex parties, of some officers being involved in that scene. We know the former chief of police was certainly in that circle. I don't know. I mean, I could see, you know, you get a little bit too close to something that people don't want to have be found out about. And, you know, even though you are the Suffolk County Police Commissioner, sometimes there's still powers that are greater than you that can still overpower you in a very nefarious way, talking about their own safety. I'm wondering if there's something like that going on here.
I don't know safety, but he was just, in every interview I've seen, so confident mm-hmm. and so strong. And this was his baby.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, these murders likely, unless somebody else came in behind him that was like him and had this vision that he had, would have never been solved.
Yeah.
You know, I was on with him on Cuomo, and I was so impressed by his strength, by his vision. And when you create a task force like this, that of course is this incredibly successful, it's your baby. You don't want to give it up voluntarily, typically. So I don't know, Tony. Something, we're going to hear more on this.
Yeah.
Something more is there.
It was the last thing I was expecting in this case. But again, with all of these, it's sometimes reality is stranger than fiction, or fiction is stranger than reality. It'd be very interesting to hear what happens. I hope, my fingers are crossed, that we do find out he got a great offer somewhere else, and this is just the best thing for him at this moment in time. I hope.
Right. And I want to say, Tony, too, really quick, mm-hmm. with somebody like him who was successful and who took this case when others couldn't, and of course, the negative light that's been shined on that department, on the previous commissioner, on all these individuals who really dropped the ball until he came in, mm-hmm. It can be a problem where there's jealousy, there's people who were angry, there's people who, you know, might have been vying for him and, you know, unfortunately, you know, came after him in some behind the scenes way. And he wants out of that situation. I can see that too, Tony.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking about that from watching it happen in the Bureau, right? Somebody sure. comes in and they do this incredible job, and you unfortunately have other people who are jealous and angry. And so I could see something like that as well.
It could be something interdepartment, if you will.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.